Hi, this is Mark from Anchorage, Alaska.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Reno, Nevada.
Hey, this is Tyler from Los Angeles.
The Sound of Young America is produced independently and supported by listeners like you and me.
You should support the show just like I did.
Just visit MaximumFun.org/donate.
The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. And by Field Notes Brand, makers of American memo books and more. Now featuring county fair editions, one for each state in the United States of America. Field Notes Brand. I'm not writing it down to remember it later. I'm writing it down to remember it now. FieldNotesBrand.com. I'm Jesse Thorne. Live on tape from my house in Los Angeles, it's the Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. We're here at the Calgary Folk Festival in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Now, when we got the schedule for this event, we were going through the acts. We saw a lot of folks that we knew, and we saw some folks that we didn't. And one of them was the Saturday night headliner, Cor Blund. Now, it turns out that Cor Blund is one of Alberta's most successful and acclaimed singer-songwriters. He has won a Canadian Country Music Association Award for Roots Musician of the Year on, I think, multiple occasions, a number of years in a row at one point. Yeah. He's the latest in a long line of great Canadian country singer-songwriters, and he's one of the few who spent the first 10 or so years of his musical career playing punk-ish metal.
That's right.
Corb, welcome to the Sound of Young America.
Thanks.
It's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
I was doodling around on the internet, learning about you and your music, and I ran into your Twitter feed, and I saw a link that said that your father was getting inducted into the Canadian Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Was that the Hall of Fame in question?
I started
reading about your father, and I learned that your mother was in the Calgary Stampede Hall of Fame.
Calgary Stampede, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your folks. That's a pretty impressive pair of distinctions.
Yeah. Both sides of my family are ranching people that came up from Utah, actually, about 120 years ago. They're all Mormons if you go back far enough. Don't hold against me. But the ancestors, they all came up to southern Alberta around the turn of the century and have been ranching here and rodeoing and stuff ever since. A lot of people in the States don't know that Canada has a sort of frontier Western culture, but Alberta is very similar to Wyoming and Colorado and Montana culturally.
You yourself were a steer rider.
Yeah.
Is that right? Am I remembering
that
correctly?
That's just like the kid's version of bull riding until you're 15 or whatever.
Your dad was like a championship bull rider, right?
Actually, he was a steer wrestler. That's where you jump off the horse and wrestle the steer.
It seems like a losing battle every time to me.
Yeah, looking back, I thought it was normal then, you know, like if you grow up with it, you assume everyone does that for fun. Later I found out in the city they call extreme sports skateboarding.
So did you just grow up with the expectation that you were going to do rodeo stuff?
Well, when I was a kid, yeah. Yeah, and I did steer riding until I was about 14 or 15, and then I did some high school rodeo stuff. And I started getting into Black Sabbath right around then, and my taste changed. It was a bit of an upheaval in the family because our family's quite traditional and quite Western and quite cowboy, right? So they didn't really get the whole rock and roll thing.
I saw a video of your former band, your metal band, and I saw your hair.
Hair to my ass,
I can tell that you were definitely into Sabbath.
Sure, yeah. Still am, really. I don't know. I mean, it's all just music.
You know. Tell me about how, you know, where that placed you culturally. You grew up in a relatively small town in southern Alberta.
Yeah, in the country, outside of a very small town. Yeah.
So what was it like to be like a metal dude in, this would have been what, like the early 80s, mid-80s?
Yeah, mid-80s, yeah. It was lonely.
There weren't like four guys with long hair that smoked cigarettes behind the high school?
Three.
Okay,
actually,
three.
Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting because then I like you said, I had a band called The Smalls for about 10 years that was sort of a indie kind of punk metal thing. And it was really fun. We had a good time with it. And it lasted about 10 years and we retired. And I was playing country songs and writing country music the whole time too. But after we decided to call it a day, I'd sort of dovetailed a sort of a half-time interest in writing country songs into a full-time kind of career.
How did you end up making the transition from being a full-time rock and roll guy to being a full-time country musician?
It was pretty smooth because for about 5 or 6 of the 10 years I was doing the rock band, I had my country band on the side. So, we had a couple records released while I still had the rock band. So when we called it a day in the rock band, I just kept going with the other, took off the other one. So it's pretty natural.
You want to sing a song?
Yeah, sure.
Cor Blund of Cor Blund and His Hurtin' Albertans on The Sound of Young America.
This is the title track from our latest record. It's called Losing Lately Gambler.
Playing late night crazy pot-sized games with the Asian dealers who, with all that tax-free money, got deeper pockets than I do. I can't fade that kind of action, but the name's there on the list. But who would go to Vegas with a game in town like this? Stuck in chilly morning traffic, cause I always played too long. Headed north across the bridge and wishing you were there at home. You used to wake up sleepy-headed and ask me if I won. But sometimes I just say nothing, and now I'm living with what I done. Well, I'm a losing lately gambler, but that's not all I ever been. And cutting back your losses is just another way to win. The chips were acting ready and I was standing up to leave. I looked down and caught a diamond queen tugging at my sleeve. My bleary up all nighted eyes misread it for a heart. And now the money's gone, it's just passed on, and we're a half a world apart. Well, I'm a losing lately gambler, but that's not all I ever been. I'm cutting back your losses is just another way to win. I sat down with them one last time as I passed through months ago. Donated a couple of thousand smiles, stood up and hit the road. With that old familiar empty feeling of time and treasure lost. The game's the same and nothing's changed, so now I know the cost. Well, I'm a losing lately gambler, but I've booked my share of wins. And I still see some value there, but my edge is mighty thin. Well, I'm a losing lately gambler, but that's not all I ever been. Cutting back your losses is just another way to win. Well, I can't fade that kind of action, but my name's there on the list. Who would go to Vegas with a game in town like this?
It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest is Cor Blund, who just performed the title track from his latest album, Losing Lately Gambler. Thanks, Cor.
Thank you.
So we just got here to Alberta. This is my second time in Alberta in like 5 months, and it was the first times I've been to Alberta. And something that I encountered talking to people was that people really feel like there is this culture here that is very specific to here and isn't necessarily about that kind of broader national identity of Canadian-ness. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think that is?
You can draw a rough parallel between us between us and Texas. Kind of, we have sort of most of the cattle and most of the oil and sort of. I don't know, what is this, distrust for the federal government, I guess. I mean, we're sort of like, nothing in Canada is as conservative as America, as parts of America, but Alberta is probably the most conservative province, and, which is not always a good thing, but it definitely has a real sort of frontiersy sort of Western kind of thing going, for sure.
What's it like for you as an Albertan musician to, especially a country musician, to try and make inroads, not just in other parts of Canada, but also in the rest of the country music world, which is sort of down through the middle of the United States and down to the right?
Well, again, like we sort of, our biggest markets in America are sort of the West, like the Northern states I just mentioned, and sort of Arizona and Texas especially. We've sort of been adopted by the Texas scene down there. We're down there all the time. So you know how they have their own kind of little songwriter, country songwriter scene going down there.
Sure. Well, you're on the your latest album came out on this New West Records, which is an American label that's famous for its kind of contemporary, classic country.
Yeah, that's right. Like when you say country, you have to qualify it a bit. Like our stuff is more like the underground kind of scruffy country or whatever, weirdo country. But yeah, our label's got Dwight Yoakam and Steve Earle and Chris Christopherson. So that's sort of the flavor they're going for. So that suits us pretty well.
You want to sing another song?
Yeah, sure. Well, this is my prairie, and this is my home, and I'll make my stand here, and I'll die alone. Well, they can drill and they can mine all my smoldering bones. This is my prairie, this is my home. My water is poison, my calves are all dead, my children are sick and the aquifer's bled. They want a big pipeline right through Pop's Grove. But this is my prairie, and this is my home. Well, I can't blame the riggers or the boys driving trucks for feeding the family and making a buck. But take a close look at the stock that you own. This is my prairie, this is my home. Well, I don't got the money that lawyers can buy. I don't got my own government's laws on my side. But I got this old rifle that my granddaddy owned. And this is my prairie, and this is my home. This is my prairie, and this is my home, and I'll make my stand here, and I'll die alone. Well, they can drill and they can mine all my moldering bones. 'Cause this is my prairie, and this is my home.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest is the singer-songwriter Corb Lund, frontman of Corb Lund and His Hurtin' Albertans. We're at the Calgary Folk Festival right here in Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, home turf.
I was talking to this comedian I know, Graham Clark, a colleague of mine. He's originally from here in Calgary, and we were talking to him about just sort of like what Calgary's like and that kind of thing. And the thing that he was most interested in talking to us about was how dramatically everything has changed since he grew up here only, you know, 10 years or so ago. This whole world just completely turned on its head, especially by the huge boom in the oil economy.
Yep.
You know, that song that you just sang is a song about the way that, you know, economic change changed the place that you grew up. Tell me a little bit about how you've seen that as somebody who's, you know, whose job it is to travel around this neighborhood.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing. I've been coming to Calgary ever since I was a kid for the rodeo and just for, you know, this is where we would come for a vacation or to go to the city. And yeah, the last 10 years it's gotten really hectic here. It has kind of changed. It's gotten lots of money, influx of money. And it's strange. I've run into a lot of American people who live in states that are oil rich, and I've had similar discussions. There's kind of a tension here between, I mean, some of the old traditional sort of generational landowner rancher guys and the oil and gas companies. It's interesting because, you know, your typical sort of impression of, you know, someone who'd be coming out against oil and gas would be, you know, a young guy in dreadlocks or whatever. But it's interesting because a lot of these old cowboy guys who've had, you know, the land that's been their family for 120 years, in some ways are some of the original conservationists, really. And it's interesting when you see these people who in pretty much every other aspect of their life are fairly conservative are coming out against some of the corporate stuff that's going on with the oil and gas. Like it's tough because it is a big part of our economy. I don't think wind and solar and tidal are going to do it when 7 billion people want to live like we live. So I don't know what the answer is.
Well, we've been hearing you sing all these sweet, heartfelt and touching songs. You're at least as well known for your fun, funny, and butt-kicking songs. maybe you could sing an upbeat number.
A butt-kicking song?
Sure. Yeah, radio language.
All right. Let me see. Sure. Yeah, this is a song about the prohibition of alcohol in the 20s. America apparently couldn't sell each other booze in the 20s. And there was a period of time when Canada could. I think we followed suit after a while, but there was a window of time when it was legal to buy booze here. And out west, out here at that time, it was pretty wide open. So, and our family ranch is about 5 miles from Montana as the crow flies. So my grandpa used to tell me stories about guys loading up their saddlebags over the weekend and going down to Montana and selling whiskey to the American guys. So. I wrote my new song on a $5 bill, but I won't be able to sing it until I get hot on the trail for to pick up a track of the Dirty Little Thief and get my $5 back. I first got the $5 from a Montana man when he come across the line with a pistol in his hand. He said, give me all your money, but I got to his first. I took his Colts to end the whole first verse. You see, you couldn't buy liquor in the States back then, so we saddled up the ponies and we loaded up the gin. Rode underneath the shadow of the grand old chief to get to Northern Rocky Mountain kind of tax relief. You couldn't count on the cattle when the market got down and the veterinary bills to the doctor in town. The kids needed shoes and they had to get fit and a big old bank lien was over my head. I wrote my new song on a $5 bill, but I won't be able to sing it until I get hot on the trail for to pick up a track of the Dirty Little Thief and get my $5 back. Well, I wouldn't stop talking about Canadian rye, bouquet, and the palate is crisp and it's dry. And Seagram's bottle tasted mighty top shelf. I said, well, thank you very much, sir, I cooked it myself. Of course, that didn't wash with the boys down south, judging by the stream of color coming out of their mouth. I can't figure why, cause I'm where I stood, I got them just as damn drunk as any store-bought would. I wrote my new song on a $5 bill, but I won't be able to sing it until I get hot on the trail for to pick up a track of the Dirty Little Thief and get my $5 back.
Well, here comes storm across the border with six or eight guys. Some damn fool saw fit to deputize. There wasn't no sheriff nor marshal inside. I guess the lawman was up a drinking whiskey all night. He said, give me all your money, but I got to his first. I took his Colts too and the whole third verse. He picked my back pocket, worked the $5 loose. I had tucked in behind a can of Copenhagen snooze. I wrote my new song on a $5 bill, but I won't be able to sing it until I get hot on the trail for to pick up a track of the dirty little thief and get my $5 back. The dirty little double-eating son of a gun of a song-stealing chicken-eating thief and get my $5 back. Yeehaw.
Cor Blund on the Sound of Young America at the Calgary Folk Festival here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. His latest album is called Losing Lately, Gambler. So, Corb, so many of your songs are about history, and especially family history. What's so exciting for you about this sort of long trail of history that you want to write these records about it?
I don't understand why everybody isn't interested in history. I just think that it informs everything that we do. So I find it fascinating. I'm a History Channel nerd, you know.
Do you want to sing one last song before we go?
Yeah. The title track from my last record is called Horse Soldier. Maybe I'll do that one. Is that all right?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. It's a tour de force. It's sort of like Sympathy for the Devil with horses.
I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman. Routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun. I'm a Cossack on the run. I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I was with Custer and the 7th, 76 to 77. Scalped that little bighorn by the Sioux. And the pain and desperation of a once proud warrior nation, this I know. I was riding with them too. I drank mare's blood on the run when I rode with Kublai Khan on the frozen Mongol steppe while at his height. As a white guard, as a red guard, as the Tsar's own palace horse guard when Romanov was murdered in the night. Well, I knew Salah ad-Din and rode his swift Arabians harassing doomed crusaders on their heavy drafts. And yet I rode the Percheron against the circling Mohammedan, and once again against myself was cast. I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I've worn the Mounties crimson, and if you're silent and you'll listen, you'll know that it was with them that I stood. When Marythorpe, she cried as her four horsemen died, gunned down in scarlet coldest blood. I was the firstest with the mostest when I fought for Bedford Forest, suffered General Wilson's Union raid. Mine was not to reason why, mine was but to do or die at Crimea with the charging light brigade. On high from Swiss or Sweden, be me Christian, be me heathen, the devil to the saber I shall put. And with a crack flanking maneuver, I'm an Uhlan a la Suba, striking terror into regiment of foot. I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I knew my days were numbered. Oh, the trenches lumbered, more modern machinations de la guerre. No match for rapid fire or the steel birds in the sky. With the final rearguard action, I retreat. no match for tangled wire or the armored engine's whine. Reluctant, I retire and take my leave. Today I ride with special forces on them wily Afghan horses. No storms nor the lions send their thanks. And no matter defeat or victory in battle, it occurs to me that we may see a swelling in our ranks. I'm a hussar, I'm a Hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, riding Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Yeah, I'm a horse soldier, eternal through and through.
Corb Lund on The Sound of Young America. Well, Corb, thank you so much for taking all this time to be on The Sound of Young America.
That
it was
fun,
so
man.
Great to have you.
Cool.
Corb Lund's latest album is called Losing Lately Gambler with his band, the Hurtin' Albertans.
That's right.
He took the time to talk with us here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, his native province, at the Calgary Folk Festival. That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I've been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our editor is Nick White. Our associate producer, Julia Smith. Our development director, Teresa Thorne. And our intern, Christian Natividad. You can find us online at MaximumFun.org, where you will find free downloads of all of our shows. Every single interview, basically, that we've ever done, except for the ones that we lost when I moved. Which, frankly, aren't even that many. All for free, downloadable, or streamable, as well as our other programs like the comedy talk shows Jordan Jesse Go and Stop Podcasting Yourself. It's all online at MaximumFun.org. If you have thoughts about the show, you can email me at Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at MaximumFun.org. We'll see you next time, right here on The Sound of Young America.